Now to letters from the Evening News.
There are three letters from the Evening News this week. The first is from Patrick Ward, who writes that, for better or worse, the AI revolution has started. Artificial intelligence technology is improving rapidly, and you're going to be hearing far more about it in the months and years ahead, and not just from massive nerds like me. Last July, I got a free online AI to write me an entire column. It took me ages to get it right, and it needed quite a lot of cutting to read anywhere near human. I just tried it again, asking it to write me an opinion column about politics and to try to be funny. I felt pretty uneasy when it knocked out a column that would probably pass as my own within seconds. Its description of the Tory government as being about as organised as a pack of rebels was so daft that I am definitely stealing it. Savvy students are now using it to write essays, while lecturers locked in arms race are using other AIs to spot the grifters. It won't be long before all your already frustrating calls to customer service agents are answered by AI. That'll not doubt make things even more annoying and leave thousands without jobs. I put that to my AI friends. "Well, let me ask you this," it replied. "Do you really want to be doing the same boring job for the rest of your life just because it pays the bill? With AI, we could all be free to pursue our passions and dreams instead of being stuck in dead-end jobs we hate." Thanks, robot. That's a good answer. And it carries within it the issue here. AIs could indeed make our lives better. Many miserable jobs could be made obsolete. But that's only a good thing if you're the business saving on labour costs. The rest of us would be at the job centre. In a fairer world, AI could genuinely mean many of us putting up our feet as the AIs do the hard graft. In reality, these great technological leaps are often at our expense and will have to be better organised than a pack of rebels if it comes to that.
"A cashless policy is outrageous," writes Helen Copperthwaite of Aylsham. "I was very disturbed when shopping in Aylsham recently to find a notice at the till stating that contactless payments preferred. Underneath which was a further notice, we are aiming to become completely cashless within 12 months. I shall not name the shop in order to protect the staff, as when I spoke to them saying how upset I was to see the notice, two members of staff agreed and were clearly not in agreement with this policy. I believe the policy to be discriminatory. By what right can any shop refuse to accept what is legal currency? How can we continue to support local shops if we can't use cash? Is this another right which we are in danger of losing without having the opportunity to be consulted about the introduction of such a policy? Who on earth is making such decisions, and on what do they base such decisions?"
"Turn off the gas," comments Paul Milner of Sheringham. "Summer is a-coming, and so are those TV adverts for expensive gas-powered barbecue grills. But why? Perhaps someone could explain the logic of cooking your steak, sausages, burgers or fish on a gas-powered grill in the garden when you have a similar but better appliance less than 10 yards away in your kitchen. The point of a barbie is the paraphernalia, cleaning the grill, sorting the charcoal, firing it up in time for the perfect cook. Proper barbecues use charcoal. Otherwise, why bother? Just grill your food in the kitchen and serve it in the garden. Cooking with charcoal allows for a hotter and longer cooking fire without adding more fuel. The flavour imparted by charcoal grilling is more well-rounded than gas. As your food cooks, juice drips on the charcoal, creating steam that will add more flavour to your food. And the aroma, you can't beat it. So, will it be the real deal for you this summer, or the fake steak?